There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Evan.
Why does he, Richard, have you ever noticed he always sounds like he's a, like a lawnmower just starting up in the morning?
All right, before I so rudely interrupted you, you were saying, hey, Cuz.
I forgot.
Now we've
heard. Oh, okay. Well, you're Michael saying it was 7 past the hour, and this is Michael Inventions Radio with A. Cuz Jankura and John Cremins, and then yeah. Molly Page and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden are also here with you.
Awesome.
Is the girls are here.
Thanks. The girls are here. Awesome.
So, yeah, the girls are here. Doug has gone. I don't even know where he's going today.
He went around the bend, I think.
No, yesterday.
Around the bend.
He was down with you guys getting a physical, and then he flew back, and now he's off for some kind of farm stuff or something like that.
Do they know? Does he realize that there are doctors in Massachusetts?
Not Dr. Ken, though.
Not Dr. Ken.
Who's Dr. Ken?
Dr. Ken has been a contributor on the program on the Good Day Show for 10 years or so, and he's a very well-known and renowned cardiologist in outside of Orlando, Florida. And he's got all the gizmos where you can sit in the tube and he can get 3D pictures of every single square millimeter of your body. I've been down there and done it. And when you walk out of that place, he can tell you about every single part of your body, your heart, your veins, your thing. And we talk about inventions. This is a miracle to look at this thing. You go through it and you sit in the tube and you do your, you know, half hour to an hour worth of, you know, okay, they look at your head and they look at your chest, then they look at your kind of like your pelvic area and then down to your legs and the veins, all the major arteries. And then he takes you into a room and he has your heart on a computer. And he can turn it upside down, backwards, forwards, and then he can go inside the chambers and inside the arteries and look at any little piece of plaque that's on any artery. So you're actually getting a view from inside your artery.
Wow.
That's where I go into a panic attack.
What do you do if you see something? I mean, my goodness.
I know.
Well, here's what it is. It's, you know, it's peace of mind because you walk out of there going, okay, I've got a clear, you know, bill of health. Or they found something.
I've got to work on that.
And thank God I found it before it became something more difficult. Now, the flip side of that is I got one of these and then 5 years later got cancer.
So, oh, my God.
You didn't see that coming. But, it is kind of, it's a cool thing. I think it's a miracle for modern medicine and inventions and how people's brains work this way. You guys know it better than I do. It's amazing to me.
Wow, it's the advances of science are crazy, especially in medicine.
Right, and you're a scientist. You understand this, though. How somebody can even think this and then go create it is unbelievable.
Huh. So that's where Doug is, getting his tube shots.
You know what? the test tube shots. I was in New Orleans getting test tube shots a few weeks ago. All right, so this has been bothering me since last week.
All right.
We had the woman on that invented the over-the-shoulder grocery bag holder, right?
Right.
Oh, Jennifer and Molly, this thing was ingenious.
Click and carry.
Click and carry. Yeah,
the click and carry. It's
I'm
just
for the over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
Oh, and they work very well on you.
Of course.
Oh, wow.
Thank God for them.
So for years, I thought about, man, how do you invent something that helps you carry your grocery bags in? Because those things, like, kill your fingers. So this woman, and there's been, like, 15 or 100 inventions come out.
Yes, they have been.
But this woman's was different in that it was just like a rounded little piece of plastic that opened on the top where you could put the bag handles in. And then it just rested on your shoulder, and the bags hung in the front and the back of your shoulder. And I'm thinking to myself, what do you do? For 10 years, I sat there and thought about something like this and never did anything. What does somebody who's sitting at home do if they have a thought in their head and they think, I have no idea what to do, where to go, how much money it's going to cost me, how to patent something? Where do you start?
Call us.
That's it. Is that easy?
Basically, we can take them right through the process.
So, well, I guess the process would be this. First of all, A, go get it patented. So pick up the phone to a lawyer or do your self-patenting. Go research it, figure it out. Get it done and get it sort of registered. Get the patent pending. Get it on file so no one copies you. That's number one. Number two, go make yourself a prototype. There's all kinds of great places to do that. I mean, there's 3D printing stuff around here. I can tell you a couple places in driving distance here of our office. You go down there. You show the guy or girl, whoever's there, a drawing. They do a little quick drawing for you, and a 3D printer spits out for you a prototype. And then you go get it costed, see how much it costs to make this thing. And then you go sign a marketing contract somewhere and get rich. Basically what you do.
It's that easy.
Well, it's
not easy.
I skipped through a lot of sort of hardship and money part of that.
And not getting ripped off.
Yes. Yeah.
Because so if you have an idea, don't go and do the first person you tell is a shark or the Invention Submission Company.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to be careful.
And you know what I think is the great filter for this? I tell every inventor, and just yesterday, a guy who I thought was smart enough, a guy had money, he's well educated, and he's talking to me about how he's writing a check to somebody who's going to make him rich. I'm thinking to myself, seriously, don't you get those emails from whatever Muhammad or whatever he sends the emails, you know, the ones we get from Nigeria or whatever, you know, send me $150 and we're going to forward, $10 million into your bank account. It's exactly what invention submission companies do. Oh my goodness, what a great invention, Rich. I just looked up that invention. Can you imagine making a bag that holds grocery bags? Holy moly. Listen, all you have to do is give me $12,000 to $20,000. Last one I heard yesterday was $26,000. Just write me a check for $26,000. I'm going to get some famous guy to be the spokesperson, maybe even James Earl Jones, and we're going to put a commercial up in Orlando for you.
But they don't help you with the actual patent.
No. It just takes your money.
How can you tell that these guys do not have good intentions?
Good rule. Don't write a check to anybody for anything. If your invention is bad, yes, of course.
No, not paying us. I mean,
No, not paying us.
No, but they should be paying the person. Right,
yes,
right.
If your invention is great, people are going to write you the check to get your invention licensed or buy it or borrow it or license it or do something with it. We don't write invention checks to inventors. We write checks to inventors. We never get checks from inventors, ever.
No, it's not.
My whole history of my life, I mean, how many years have I been doing this? We've never said, well, Rich, what a great idea. Can you write me a check for $6,000 and I'll take a look at it?
That would be a great invention.
That is one of the easiest scams, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Because inventors believe so much in their invention.
And they're desperate to make it successful.
Yeah. And they literally want to do anything they can. So if they get somebody that's a shark or one of these guys.
Yeah, like that ex-shark. What was he charging, $100 a minute to listen to him?
I
couldn't believe it.
It was $100 for 2 minutes.
Yeah. He's line up, give me $100 for 2 minutes, and I'll listen to you. And
so let's look at the other side.
They had 90 people.
And the guy's line.
They had 90 people.
In line.
So, and they literally had people that would push them in and push them out.
Okay, go ahead, Rich.
So there, let's say we go, okay, these guys want me to pay them, they're out. These three guys want to pay me.
Right.
How do I filter out who's good, who's bad?
Then you do a little research. My first question is, that's awesome. I really respect you guys for being so successful. What was your last success?
Okay.
And then somebody says, I have one company. There's a good example. I know one company. You have to go back to 1976 for their last success.
Right.
There's a guy who might not be connected as well as he probably should be today. Or the guy starts, well, I've got Snuggie, and I've got, X-Hose, and I've got, all right.
Yeah.
That's something different. You know, you're writing success. You just do a little research. I tell inventors, stop writing checks and learn something. Go learn. Go Google things. Go look around.
And if I'm not going to do it, so the other side of this is that, okay, there are the people who want to do it all themselves and keep all the money, and there are the people that are happy to say, here is my idea, you go do it and let's whack it up. If I go to the, I just want to give you my idea, you go do it and let's whack it up, what percentage am I going to keep?
All right, if you do everything, the number's between 3 to 6% of whatever they sell anything for. So for example, I'm a typical example. All the knowledge that I have, I took my laundry sheets and I licensed it to a company in Canada. And they had the money. They had billions of dollars and they were able to roll it out.
Jennifer, Akos invented an all-in-one washer sheet.
He's the one I've used those.
He's got a science background, so he created this sheet that washes, whitens, softens, does all the stuff. You throw the one sheet in and sold it to
and
a
that's
thing.
That's it.
Yep.
I love
that's
it.
It.
Okay.
That's it. So that's my invention. I didn't do it myself. I realized that in every grocery store, how much money that's going to be. So I licensed it to people who were capable of doing that, and they did. So the number is 4 to 6% of whatever the person invoices it for. I've seen deals as low as 2 and 3%. 3%. It depends on how much money you put into it. I've made most of our deals are between 3 and 6%. Okay, depending on the item,
right.
Depending on the market. The other thing is maybe you want to split it with me. And Abra was that we split the Abra deal. We went to the Abra inventor and said, "Hey, what? For every dollar we invest, you invest one too. So every dollar that's needed, we just split it. And every dollar that's made, we just split it straight up the middle. Everything's 50-50. And we did that. That was the Abra deal. And that was a great deal.
Is there ever a danger of taking your invention to somebody and saying, okay, I'll take my 4 to 6%, and then they shelve it?
Yes, that's why the contract should have very clear performance clauses in it and not allowing them to shelve it, because that is very possible. Yeah,
expectations should be outlined in your agreement.
100%.
And probably that's a great tip, too, is have an agreement, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Please have an agreement. Yes.
God, yeah. Not a handshake, not a talk.
So here are my expectations, and if my expectations aren't met. Right. Okay, cool. That was very informative.
Rock music.
Now I'm going to go out and get the... Oh, this is... You want your music? Hold on a second.
There you go. That's soothing, yeah.
All right, so now you know everybody can go out and become millionaires now. Thanks to Eric and John and My Cool Inventions. It's 18 past the hour. My Cool Inventions Radio.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains, May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
The hour, Michael Inventions Radio with Akos Jankura, John Cremens. These guys, give me your nicknames again. I keep forgetting. The one of them is like the master of disaster. And
no, I'm the solutionist.
The solutionist.
John's the doctor of shopology.
We want nicknames too.
the doctor of shopology. He's a shopping doctor. So
I'd like to be the master of disaster if you guys don't mind. If
master
that's okay.
Of disaster.
If Jennifer and I were to join your cool club, what nicknames would we get?
Yeah.
We have to think about that.
I need something. Okay, so it's kind of like
these
Animal
names
House.
Names don't just come out. This is names. You have to. Sure. You have it for life.
See? No, like Flounder doesn't just come out of John Belushi's mouth. So he has to think long and hard about that.
So not like Richie Radio or something like that, though?
No.
Who is it? Rick O'Shea, you know.
He's way Rick cooler O'Shea. Than Rick O'Shea.
Hey, you could be Rick O'Shea and I'll be genuflect.
I like genuflect.
Yeah. It's 24 past the hour of my cool message radio. Rick O'Shea and genuflect here with you. How you doing, everybody?
Sandy
Beach. Want to make somebody rich today.
Sandy Beach.
Our weather guy in L.A. is Dallas Rains. That's a good one.
Oh, I love that.
We've got Johnny Mountain here as well.
I think
so
that
funny.
He's both of those things, and that's why he's here among this group of...
Okay.
What are you guys doing?
What's happening?
Oh, you know what it is? Molly's studio. Oh my God. Molly's playing with buttons. Sorry about that.
Oh, Molly?
Molly, leave the buttons alone.
Throw Molly under the bus.
Yeah. Now that you can't hear us, yeah, that's great.
That's what happens behind the scenes here. So,
what are we going to call her? Misty Mountain or something? Or
Misty Mountain.
Misty
yeah.
Mountain.
Or? All right, so who are we going to be talking to in a few minutes, and what kind of invention we got coming up here?
This guy's name is Bob.
Bob. Hey, Bob.
Dial and Grow. John found him at the Minneapolis Inspire Expo.
Yeah.
And he's got this cool sort of flower pot. And apparently you can dial, what is it, dial how much water it gets?
I guess dialing moisture. I had a hard time understanding it, and maybe it was just I was tired by the time he finally got
after
up to the
2,000 inventions. Sean got a little bit numb,
but it sounds very interesting. He's got some interesting information. So I felt that since we have the Beta Basket that Akos invented and has on the shows, on HSN and everything,
selling it tonight. Actually.
I thought he knows a little bit about gardening.
Yeah.
So he's good with plants, and then maybe kind of a cool. mix, so we'll see.
When you walk through one of these conventions or expos with all the different inventors, and let's say you have 2,000 people there kind of presenting their ideas, how many of those people actually hit it and I mean, really do well?
One.
Really?
Wow.
Very I don't know. I mean, this last one, let's say hardware.
Let's say hardware.
Five, I think we're really good.
Five are worth putting up the flagpole and taking a good solid shot at. The question is, how many are going to make it? Maybe you're right. The whole hardware show, and that was a massive show. Imagine the entire Las Vegas convention center.
Yeah, been there, walked it. It's huge.
North, South Hall, everything.
Right.
We saw five inventors that we thought, you know what? Let's go talk to those people.
And we think one is so cool that we're making it what we call the deal of the week on Michael Inventions this weekend.
Oh, Rich, you're going to love this.
This is right up your alley.
Listen. First of all, it's a massive cooler for beer and being on the beach.
It's an old 48 cans.
48 cans. And it's got wheels on it.
That's
okay,
enough for Rich. In a day.
That's good. All right, cooler. And then the cooler's got this cool technology that ice stays in it for 3 years or so. How long?
Ice will stay frozen for 3 days.
This is crazy amount of time it stays frozen. Yep. But listen to this. That's where it ends. So now you've got places to keep your iPod and iPad and safe, all that kind of stuff. But now it's a karaoke machine. Now it's an amplifier for your guitar.
Yeah,
Now it's a full system stereo. It's got woofers and tweeters.
350 watts.
350 watts woofer speaker. It's Bluetooth.
Wow.
It's cool. How many
six packs of beer will it hold?
48 cans.
48 cans.
Good Lord. Introduce me to this guy. I may dump my wife and marry him.
We're sitting outside this booth all looking out there like deer in headlights going, oh, my God.
I absolutely have to have one of these things.
This will charge your phone?
Oh, yeah. It's a power bank. So when you're on the beach, it charges your phone, your iPads, everything.
We can see this where?
Right now, My Cool Gadgets.
Yeah, it's on My Cool Gadgets right now. But it's coming up this weekend.
It's the world's best cooler ever. What is it, $375?
Yeah, $375.
$375. I got to tell you something. Wow. If you've ever been on a beach, if you've ever been to a tailgate party, if you've ever going to entertain anybody anywhere, first of all, your party will be all around this thing because no one will believe what this thing does. It's the coolest cooler we ever laid eyes on. We sat there for half an hour. We sat there. We didn't say anything. We were going.
You were just looking at all of the things.
I want to know what you guys sang. We
started throwing things out like, oh yeah, oh yeah. It doesn't open cans. Oh, it does. Oh yeah. It doesn't work in the cooler very well.
Well, go check it out at mycoolgadgets.com because I'm going to order mine right now. I have to. Add this thing. It's 28 past the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Past the hour, My Cool Inventions with the guys here, Akos and John, and time to get busy.
We're watching the video right now.
Are you watching the video for what?
This is a video for Cool Max on the red site.
Oh, I gotta have one of these coolers.
The inventors made a video of it. And actually, it's really funny. It's a funny infomercial type of 2-minute video, and they're saving the world with Cool Max.
How can it not be? It's the coolest invention ever. Like fire.
150 watts.
Fire has nothing on this.
The wheels have nothing. Nothing.
I was so engrossed in it. I wasn't even watching the time. I didn't know we came back.
Oh, you came back. John was still.
I'm like, what is he?
John
is he
was staring
at
the 48
saying?
Beers that are coming out of the cooler.
And I had my Bose speakers on in here, going all in my office. So
no, I'm looking at this cooler, and I must have one. Did you guys order one yet?
It's very cool.
We all begged for samples. Richie would give us one. We begged and begged and begged.
Discount rate? Anything?
Nothing. But you know what? We'll help the guy out because this guy has. Yeah, can you imagine how much money he has tied up in this thing?
I'm going to have to buy one. Yeah, it can't be cheap to make.
No way. Anyways, we all want one. Is the girl's still here? The girl's gone?
The girls are gone. So it's.
So what do you guys do with the girls at the end of the happy hour down the street? Where do they go?
They go to happy hour down the street.
Oh, okay.
I'll meet them there in a little bit.
A little bit awesome. So do you want to go to today's inventor?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got questions for today's inventor. Bob Retker from the Minneapolis Inspire Expo. He has the Dial and Grow, and it seems to be a phenomenal brand new flower pot, which I guess you can control how much moisture and how much water, and it's kind of a Dial and Grow type of solution. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on today.
So you met John in Minneapolis. I wasn't there, and I've been staring at this invention because I am an inventor of flower pots. Did you know that?
Not a clue.
Well, I am. If you go to HSN tonight at midnight, you'll see at midnight and 5 p.m. and 10 p.m. tomorrow, you'll see the Betta Basket, which is also a flower pot, being sold. So I was mesmerized, just waiting to talk to you. Explain to me how you dial and grow with your flower pot.
what you do is, you know, every fire pot either has a hole, you can't control it, or no hole, and you kill them that way. The Dialing Grow has a two-part system, and as you turn it against itself, it raises or lowers the drain point to wherever you want it for whatever type of plant you have. So you can't over or underwater your plants ever again.
So what is it? What do you mean by drain point? Do you mean the hole in the bottom of the flower pot?
No, actually, on the inside wall of the pot that you're viewing is a molded diagonal drain channel.
Okay, and I saw that in the picture, inner, yeah.
The inner pot has a vertical molded screen.
Yeah,
so
saw that.
So if you turn it against itself, the intersection moves up or down the pot, and that's where it drains from.
So I'm okay. I got that now. So I'm watering. Let's say I'm got tomatoes growing, and I'm watering the tomatoes at the top. The water starts in my, I assume, starts to go down into the soil. So How does those channels work? Like, whether the water's going into the soil by changing the dialing it or changing the way it, where it is, how does that help me or not help me?
If the plants are out in the sun and they're starting to wilt and get too dry, you just move the drain up to where the pot will hold more moisture.
Oh, God.
Dial it down. It holds less.
That is brilliant. So, in essence, you're sort of moving the bottom of the pot up or down with relationship to the water aspect, watering aspect of the flower or the pot there.
Well, the bottom of the pot stays in the same place.
Right.
It's just the drain moves up and down.
The drain moves up and down. And that is incredible. How did you, I mean, where did you sort of slap your head going, I'm going to invent one of these dial and grow type things? like how did you get to there?
I spent years watering flower pots only to have the water drain through, splash on me, and I couldn't water enough to keep my plants alive.
Okay.
And I knew there had to be a solution, and after it just kind of mulling around in my brain for a while, it came to me. And, the intersection of the two drain elements, and I started cutting up pots that, that I bought from Home Depot and made prototypes and showed to a couple of, big companies that do this, and they're like, we really want to see more. And that's how it started.
So, my goodness.
I was trying to understand it. I had a hard time understanding it, I guess. But it seems it must work, right? He gave us, two at the show, actually look very impressive.
Yeah, we've done time-lapse shots, over a couple of weeks, and the growth pattern is unbelievable. The Dial and Grow is flourishing, and the other one is just kind of looking the same. And we've also done, where you go away for the weekend and, your kind of nutty neighbor is supposed to water your stuff. Well, we've taken the Dial and Grow and put the drain all the way to the top, watered it fully alongside a standard pot. And after 6 days, the Dial and Grow plants are still full and happy, and the other ones are totally brown and dead.
So if I'm going away or I can't sort of water my plants over a couple of days or a few days 'cause I'm away, I dial it up so the drain is higher, therefore the plants don't drain as quickly, therefore my water is there and my plants might flourish, whereas in other case I have to constantly water them.
Yeah, it's not might flourish, it will flourish.
You know what, John? Let's hear this guy's pitch. I want to hear the guy's pitch because this sounds like something. This invention. I'm into flower pots, and I do sell hundreds of thousands of them in live shopping around the world. This might be something we can plug into that distribution channel. So what we're going to do, Buzz, is we're going to give you 60 seconds to pitch it. Pitch it to win over our listening audience, and our audience, our listener, will vote. They'll vote by going to mycoolinventions.com, hitting the vote button, and you vote by just going thumbs up or thumbs down. There's a picture of a thumb, up or down. You can do that. Or you can text the word thumbs up or thumbs down, all one word, T-H-U-M-B-S-U-P, or thumbs down to 22333. That's a pair of twos and triple threes, 22333. And we've got a new one. You can tweet the word thumbs up or thumbs down to @mycoolinvention. That's our tweet handle. So I got everybody ready to vote for you, Bob. Are you ready to pitch?
Absolutely.
Richie Pulitzer.
Thank you. I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
The idea for the Dial and Grow began because I had the same problem experienced by anyone that loves beautiful flowers. Every spring, I'd go to the store to buy plants, knowing they'd die because watering is a mystery. The solution is the Dial and Grow Flower Pot. It's a simple, adjustable water retention system that you set to the desired water level, and now it's impossible to over or underwater your plants. The Dial and Grow sells for just under $8, and I'm looking for an investor or a manufacturer to help me take it to the next level. Over 50 million flower pots are sold every year. I can be reached at my website, dialngrow.com. And for everybody listening, please go to mycoinventionsradio.com to vote and give me a big thumbs up. It's important to me, my family, and to save all the defenseless flowers. Please give me your vote. I need your vote to make it happen.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
Save the defenseless flowers, baby. Get on there and vote. Go to mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button. Thumbs up or thumbs down. Text the vote. Text the word thumbs up, all one word, or thumbs down, all one word, to 22333. The defensive flower pitch. That's what I love. $8. Okay, let's talk about a couple things here. $8. So how big are these flower pots? Because I got a couple questions. You know, my degree from university is also, I worked in many greenhouses, and I worked in the study of plants, and so I have I've got some knowledge about plants and stuff. So how big are these flower pots? How wide is the sort of the diameter or the circumference on the top?
They currently come in two sizes, either 11 inches, which is the most popular size, or 8.5 inches. And, you know, that's kind of the largest inside houseplant pot that's on the market.
And I'm assuming you're making them out of ABS styrene or plastic?
They're made out of plastic, yes.
All right. And are you making them now?
Yeah, we're making them off of a prototype tool, and we're on the fourth finished, marketable prototype that absolutely works. It comes with a snap-in water tray on the bottom. So if it's inside and you do happen to overwater it a little bit, water's not going all over your counter or your table.
So, and where are you going to make them?
They're going to be made here in the United States. We have our manufacturer that is up in north central Illinois. So, you know, you can have made in the U.S. and flags all over it.
Yeah, so I think in flower pots, by the way, in my experience is you might as well make them anywhere you want, whoever gives you the best price, and you don't have to pay for shipping. And the USA actually is a good place for it because plastic is plastic. It's a commodity. It doesn't cost any more or less in China than it does in the United States. And as long as there's not a lot of humans touching it, the price is kind of the same. And you save the money of shipping if you buy it domestically. My betta baskets I try to buy where I can. It's just a matter of a mold and stuff. So this sounds like something. I mean... $8 is another question I have is, like, when I buy a flower pot, Bob, I usually buy more than one. And I notice when I sell betta baskets, multiples are what we sell a lot of. And my betta basket sells for $20. And Richard's probably going, yeah, surprise, surprise. $20 and maybe two for $30. $8 is kind of an odd number. It's kind of a weird number to start with. Why $8?
The reason I came up with that is because when you go into the big box retailers, it's pretty much an equivalent price. And so, and I can do so much more, and I can save the $30 worth of flowers that are in the pot. If I'm around the same price, it's a no-brainer for mine.
So your demonstration, if I were to go on television and demonstrate this, your demonstration would be just a lot of before and afters or uses with and without the flower pot and how the plant flourishes. Is there any other demonstration I could do on television? Like, is there any other demonstration? What other demo would you do?
What you can do is you have a row of, you know, beakers attached to a bar, and they each have different amounts of water, and as they're all emptied at the same time, into Dial and Grow pots set at different levels, the difference in the water that drains out, and it's being put in through soil, the amount of water that drains out shows that it's actually working and how much it retains. At the bottom, it's perfect for a cactus because it wets it and then all the water comes out, or cranked all the way up. You can put 10 cups of water in there and literally turn it to mud, which is perfect for like a hibiscus, which, you know, it's a swamp plant.
Wow. All right. So you got to get in touch with me. I think I could sell 40, 50,000 of them for you just by, you know, asking. I am kind of the power. I'm the flower pot guy at HSN. I sell a lot of flower pots there, yep. And we can maybe run that by the buyer. In fact, we just had lunch with them yesterday, and see if we can get them to take a look at it for next season. I think you're missed this season, but next season you'd be ready on. They buy all their stuff at kind of the end of the summer for next season, and I think you got a good catalog item too. I think this would be a very interesting catalog piece. Also, I think a lot of people who grow flowers have nice homes and the typical catalog customer, and I'd love to talk to you. So just email me at akosacos@mycoolinventions.com. And if you're listening, vote. Vote. Go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah, and if they've ever had plants die, it's a thumbs up. I'd love to see it.
I love his pitch, John. You hear him? He said he went for the Save the Dying Plants pitch.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press pause. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You've got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get refinished hardwood for just 99 cents and hand-scraped acacia hardwood for $2.99. That's half of what you'd pay at other stores, plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7766 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 7766.
Insight Daily Radio. Brush of Honor is a new heartwarming television series on INSP that follows artist Phil Taylor as he pays tribute to America's fallen service members through hand-painted original portraits. When completed, he presents the portraits to the service members' family and friends in an emotional yet celebratory reveal ceremony. We spoke with him about his work.
You know, covering each branch is important simply because there is an expectation. When it gets down to, what do we have? We have all branches, including the Coast Guard, who have given so much for our country. But the one thing about Gold Stars, and those are families who have given all, their most precious gift, their husband, their son, their father, their brother, that grief runs deep and it's equal. So my job is to find my place, my space, their desire to have me participate in their life, to restore and even reconcile their loved one back to them in the unique way that we do it, through the painting, the traveling and delivery of that portrait, and also the very beautiful time that we have on stage, you know, loving and hugging and affirming that this is a magical moment where they feel like, and they all say these very words, thank you for bringing my son home.
Phil Taylor talking about his television series, Brush of Honor, which premieres on INSP May 21st. For more, visit INSP.com. Insight Daily Radio.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Now 53 after the hour as we bring you Tech Talk time on Good Day. Courtesy of a gentleman and a scholar, and I'm not sure which comes first. I'd like to think that he was both of those things, and that's why he's here among this group of this den of thieves. We need to have one gentleman and a scholar, and Greg Stebbin is that person, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine. We deal with PayPal in a moment on Good Day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7766 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 7766.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Hi, Greg Stebbin with us here on Good Day from Men's Health and Technology Editor. The folks at PayPal, this was Elon Musk's genius idea that has made him a billionaire. They have to pay $25 million for what?
they were bad boys and girls.
It'd be nice if we had a microphone on here.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, talking to the other microphone.
Talking to the other microphone.
It's the only microphone I have, guys.
Oh, really? So how come it sounds like you're in a barrel?
I don't know. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's not. That's weird. If he's only got one, and he's talking into it, Richie, there's something a little askew.
And maybe we'll talk about my microphone.
Yeah, maybe that would be it. The technology segment that doesn't work because the technology doesn't work.
Mercury is in retrograde.
Yeah, Mercury. Yeah, that's true. Mercury's in retrograde. The harshest time is.
And I'm sure what happened to PayPal had something to do with Mercury.
So, Richie, this is weird. Let's talk about this for a second. He's got one microphone. And it sounds like he's talking into the wrong end of it or something. That's what
like
it sounds
like. There's a second microphone.
Yeah, like there's a second microphone in the room somewhere. You're not on the mic.
Maybe
you have two inputs.
Yes.
And maybe you have one input up and supposed to be the other input.
Yes.
How about that?
If you were on a computer, I would say it was a computer microphone. But, hey, welcome to Radio 101.
How do you like this, folks?
Hey, and I'm the tech guy.
The tech guy connecting his microphone.
Tech guy.
See, if you were in Germany, you'd have to make my box.
And this really, it kind of, I was talking to somebody the other day about a new studio that they want to build, and we were talking about the old way of connecting. Telephone lines as we know them are done.
Yeah.
History.
The only one who still uses it is me.
Yeah. You're still the dinosaur on the cast. Everybody else here goes over the internet.
Yeah.
You're the guy that still uses the old telephone lines.
Because I have to be on and make sure I'm on, and this is reliable, well, and other stuff isn't.
So I'm going
to
tell you, no.
Sometimes.
Because remember, in California, it wasn't reliable.
Not when we did
that. Yeah, that's right. So I hear microphone banging around.
You're right. It was the other microphone.
Oh, nice job. All right. Let's go back to PayPal.
He was the genius of the scholar?
Right? Yeah, right. He got an A in technology.
Oops.
All right. So anyway, it's okay. We'll keep this as a demo for how not to do it.
There
anyway,
you go.
$25 million for what? PayPal paying $25 million for what?
Well, the FTC says that they did some things that essentially involve stealing money from people.
No!
They created a thing called Bill Me Later. It was a way of financing purchases.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't use it in a scrupulous way. They forced people to pay for things over time that they would have preferred to just pay for outright.
Really?
And the way they charged interest was incorrect. When people complained, they didn't respond. They automatically signed people up for credit accounts that they didn't want. And so they not only agreed to pay $15 million back to customers, they agreed to pay an additional $10 million in fines, and they agreed so quickly that it pretty much makes everyone think.
You know what the real crime here is? Those fines go to the government, and they'll use it for something else. It doesn't go back to
buy more arms.
Other crime.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. there are a number of crimes, including the way you got hooked up. We'll see what
Oops, sorry.
Guilty! 59 after on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.